Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. And as always, it's my pleasure and my delight to be with you. My co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. And we are so excited to have you join us tonight. I don't know where you are, but in Virginia Beach, Virginia, it is a beautiful Thursday evening. It is about 60-some degrees, maybe 62, 63. Beautiful, just a beautiful evening. So wherever you are across the country, in the world, I hope that you are having a terrific Thursday and that you have celebrated today like it was no other Thursday, because it will never be another Thursday like today. So glad that you're here. Glad to have you join us on the broadcast. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there and just talk a little bit about the Mother's Day celebration. I am going to miss my mother. She's not with me. She's been gone on. She passed away about 4 years ago. But I'm always going to celebrate Mother's Day and think about her. So Mother's Day is a celebration honoring the mother of the family. And if your mother's not with you, we also honor those mothers who are in heaven, and as well as motherhood, maternal bonds, and an influence of mothers in society. And this is from the dictionary. So anytime we're thinking about mothers, we're thinking about those women who nurture, those women who parent us, whether they brought us into this world or not. We celebrate it in different parts of the world and in different ways, but most of all, we celebrate it in the month of May, and some places, I believe, also celebrate it in the month of March. It's celebrating our family, honoring those who are here with us and those who have gone on. So I want you to celebrate on Sunday, on Mother's Day, which will be May the 9th. Please celebrate your mother, whether she's here or in heaven. And also, celebrate all the mothers who have been mother figures in your life. Sometimes it could even have been your sister, your auntie, or a cousin, someone who was very close to you, someone who nurtured you and helped you. It may have even been a teacher. And this has been Teachers Appreciation Week, and so we definitely want to give a shout-out to our teachers this week, all those who are in the workforce just teaching our children, whether they're professors or elementary school teachers, whoever they are. We definitely want to celebrate our teachers and Teachers Appreciation Week. So we are just all about celebrating tonight. And so I'm going to bring in my co-host, Veronica McMillan. Hey, Veronica, how are you this evening?
Hey, Francine, how are you this evening?
I'm fantastic. I was just talking to the audience about celebrating Mother's Day, whether, you know, your mother is here or in heaven, celebrating all the mother's figures in your lives, celebrating our teachers, because it's been Teachers Appreciation Week. So a lot of celebrations is going on, and this is also a celebration month for my friend, but I'm not going to tell the secret. But anyway, she knows what I'm talking about. So we're just in a celebratory mood today, and so I just wanted to come to celebrate our mothers, sisters, aunties, cousins, nieces, everyone who's had a child or has reared a child. We want to celebrate you just for a moment tonight. And so I wanted to share with the audience that this is their first time listening. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their family, reaching their long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, and finance. The Micro Nonprofit Network helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. We are dedicated to making a difference. And so tonight, as we celebrate the women and celebrate May, the month of May, and Teacher Appreciation, I want to just say, my sister, I celebrate you for all that you do in the lives of so many other sisters in the community. So my hat goes off to you, my sister. So I'm going to let you talk for a little bit because I've been talking for about 5 minutes now. So you just jump right on.
That's
in.
What we do when we get on the telephone. Yes. We always have this yes. great conversation.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm just happy to be in the month of May, my special month. And then so many things are going on this month. And so yeah, Francie, I'm right with you with being celebrating just life in general.
Yes, absolutely. And so much to look forward to. And I was talking to someone this morning about someone who actually lost their mother this morning. But we have to treasure those moments. It was a relative, my cousin. And mm-hmm. their mom is my mother's first cousin. So, you know, we don't talk as much as we should, and we know that we don't do that. And it's okay because when we do talk, it's like we've never stopped talking. There's no gap in our conversation, you know, because we really mm-hmm. are close. We all grew up together. But still, when it's your mom, it's just totally hits you kind of different than anything else,
yeah.
you know. So, but I told her, you know, she did a wonderful job taking care of her mother, just like you had to do and I had to do and so many others of us
mm-hmm.
had to step in and to do what we needed to do. And I also told her that I know that each one of us would do it again if we had the opportunity to do so. And so today, that's kind of where I've been, you know, in prayer for the families and still praying for other families, too, that is so much going on. Like you said, so much going on, some good stuff and some stuff that's not so
yes.
good, but we still have to keep it rolling and keep going and have that positive attitude. And so that's kind of where I wanted to start the show today. And also I wanted to ask you to just talk a little bit about some of the wonderful things that you have coming up in the coming months so that we can get prepared and do what we need to do as far as the organization itself.
Yeah, thank you so much, Francine. God, it's just so much stuff going on. I keep telling myself every year we do the same thing. I'm not going to put too much on my plate. I'm not going to put too much on
mm-hmm.
my plate. And I always put a lot on my plate, but all wonderful things. And the first thing that's coming up in the month of June, and, of course, we start planning early with events and things that we're going to have, is a continuation, Francine. You know, last year we started these community conversations. And basically it seems as though we're still having the same issue with police shooting black men and boys, and it's
mm-hmm.
just a bit crazy. And it dawned
mm-hmm.
on me that we also might need to have a conversation with police about the mental health state of individuals. I'm not just talking about individuals who are deemed, you know, maybe with mental health issues. I'm talking about the society at large, because there are times, Francine, when I'm a little bit on edge when a police car drives behind me or I'm driving
mm-hmm.
past them, and I'm saying to myself, what is that doing to the psyche of all of us? All of
mm-hmm.
us that are black, all of us that have sons, husbands, you know, all of that. And so we're going to have another conversation. That's going to be June 18th. And we're starting, you know, the planning and all this stuff. I got the Rokeby Center reserved for that conversation. And then, of course, we have our nonprofit, sort of like a Shark Tank, that's going to be a pitch competition where the nonprofits are going to pitch their programs, and that's going to happen in July, and we'll get more information coming for that. And then our big event for the summer is our nonprofit banquet that we're going to have to honor 16 nonprofits in our area for the work that they're doing. And so I'm excited about that, and you and I are planning in planning stages for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, with our Whistle Services, we continue, which is our new service, continue to offer our Whistle Service. Got another call in from Chesapeake the other day, and so should be getting a referral from them. So I'm just glad, Francine, to say that we have these programs and we're still going strong in the community. And so for right now, that's what we got. And then, of course, I don't want to ever forget the Soul Work Project, because I think we still
mm-hmm.
need to have those authentic conversations with women. So that's my end of the story, Francine.
Okay, great. And so in a great group of things that are going on, which are all positive things and hard things to do, because having that conversation with the police officers and with our young people is really hard. And for black mothers, it's a struggle to raise our sons you know, and sometimes on our own for them to become men. And then we still have to pray every single minute of the hour of the day that nobody takes them away from us before their time. Even when they're, you know, they're working and they're in school and they're not bothering anybody, they're not doing anything, they're just going to 7-Eleven. And we still have to pray. And so something has to change. So, you know, we always say, so what exactly needs to be done? You know, what can we do? And we're only, you know, as you and I and our organization, we have others that we bring in and help us. But as a community, we all should be looking at what is it that I can do? What change can I make?
Mm-hmm.
And as a community, we need to know the meaning of the word love, self-love, love for each other, and love for our culture. And once we get that, because this is a condition of the heart, Veronica, you know, I don't want to get deep or anything on the broadcast, but when we're looking at our young men and women, and we'll use Elizabeth City as an example, you know, that what happened there and another police shooting, and our young black men and black women are getting arrested, and then they are standing up for what they believe in. Because at this point in my life, I may not get out and march, but I will support them. I will support them in any way that I can, because it's their time for them to do. You know, they say the revolution will not be televised. See, I already had my revolution. You know, I've already done that. And so it's time for us, the seasoned leaders, to be the leaders, to lead them. So we have to be doing those positive things. And what you're doing with the programs that you have set up for us, I think is going to make a difference in the lives of so many of the young people that we'll be able to touch through these programs, and also through the women that we empower by just having them in the room together, you know. So I'm excited too, Veronica, and so much is going on. I wanted to share that on May the 18th, there's going to be a financial workshop. It's free. And sometimes people think if it's free, it probably won't be anything, but you know, you have to start somewhere. And if you know you're having a financial struggle, I may not be able to reach you in a way if I was just sending out a Zoom or whatever, but if I put the information out there, you can just click on and go and see what it's all about and see if you can get that help. And so I want our community to stop devaluing the things that we put out there. Veronica and I have been in this game for a long time. We ain't putting no junk out there. Let me just go ahead and tell y'all that right now. And we know there are so many people. Everybody got a business. You know, Billy Bob got a business, and Keisha got a business, and Laquita got a business. You know, everybody got a business.
Yeah.
But everybody's not about their business. So we have to be about our business and about what God has ordained for us to do. And I don't want to get on my soap opera because you guys can go there. But I just want the audience to know that we are not just doing this because we don't have anything else to do. This has been ordained for us. Veronica and I could not stop doing what we're doing if we tried. So I just wanted to bring that to the table, Veronica, and just let people know we're here to help. And I think so many times they miss it because there's so much going on. And while I'm talking about community, I'm so glad that we're able to collaborate with some of the other nonprofits, because if, like you always talk about, Veronica, if we could just get together and do some of these programs together, how much stronger and how much more powerful would we be? And I know you can speak to that, so I'm going to give it to you now to take it away.
Yeah. You know what? I was sitting there thinking about what you were just saying in terms of financial empowerment. We will never get there unless we get the basics down on. I tell my son all the time, you have to make sure that your four walls are secure. And once your four walls, which means what you live in your own home and how are you putting things away for rainy days. And I don't think people understand, even if you have it, if you're in that space where God has blessed you, where there's plenty, they're still supposed to be planning, Francine. They're still supposed to be, you know, things set aside for things that pop up. And none of us know really kind of how our lives are going to be, but we got to take advantage of this stuff that the community is offering up to us, so that we can then be able to empower not just our own household, but the children that are around us, the families that's around us. Because in some ways, you know, and don't let me get on this, the church has failed in that sense to me, Francis.
Yeah, girl, you know what I mean? We can go there.
It's just where we just,
We're not teaching people how to become financially literate. And when you think about mm-hmm. this, and again, I'm going off. I'm hearing all my tangents.
Nope, you're good.
You know,
this
400
is good. You know
years
how we do.
Later.
Yes.
And then you're not going to get ahead unless you have some careful financial planning. And the only mm-hmm. difference between someone who has a lot and someone who has a little is the people who have a lot have a little bit more wiggle room. You know what I mean? They have some
mm-hmm.
cushioning for falling versus those of us, because both of us have been there when you've been just flat broke. You're just trying to get
right.
mm-hmm. $2-3 to go into the gas tank. You know what I mean? And they don't see
right.
that the knowledge is so powerful. So, yeah, I don't necessarily know what we need to do more to promote that, Francine, but we gotta do something a little bit different. So I'm just so happy
mm-hmm.
that we got this, you know, this financial program going.
Well, thank you, Veronica. And when I was reading something the other day, and I don't know if it was Black Enterprise, but it's talking about Black lives, and the Black community still has a long way to go. We still don't consider
yes.
ourselves to be equal, and that's so I can't even find a word. It's unbelievable to me that we still are, some of us still don't think we are equal or that we're enough. But in order for us to see changes in our community, we have to see the change in ourselves. And these changes
mm-hmm.
have to do with that mindset, you know.
Yep.
It has to do with the heart. It has to do with what you were told, how you grew up, and I understand all of that, and I'm not trying to be their psychiatrist
mm-hmm.
or anything like that, but I also understand that there are, you know, single moms out there who have raised sons to be men, and again, we're going to give a shout-out to all the mothers this week, and to make
yes.
sure that their families are stable, and they did it on their own, and so it didn't matter if their family taught them about money. It's just where we are right now. We have to know what's going on. How do we prepare our sons and daughters for the future? And not just that, but to leave a legacy. You know, how great would it have been if our parents were in that position to do that for us? They were not.
Yes.
But you and I are on that trajectory to do it for our children, and not just our children,
mm-hmm.
but our children's children. And we weren't always in
yeah.
this place. Like you said, we were sometimes
yes.
standing at the pump going, okay, I got $5. I'm hungry. I will put $3 in this gas. I'm going to this stuff. Let me give me a hot dog.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And we're laughing because we've been there. So don't think, well, they got it going on, so they don't, you know, they can't tell us nothing. No, we've been there. We've experienced it. We've lived it. But we didn't want to stay where we were. We wanted better for our children and our children's children and
yes.
their children. I won't
yes.
be here to see all of that. But if I leave
right.
it where they can handle it and they are prepared
mm-hmm.
mentally, spiritually, and physically to handle it, then they're going to be all right. And that's the other thing, too, Veronica. We talk about the mental health piece, but we also have to talk about the physical man. We
yeah.
don't eat right. We don't drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like water. We don't like Gatorade. We don't like anything. Okay, that's fine. You don't like it, but we need it to live. And if we're living
right.
longer, don't we want to live longer and be healthy, not live longer
mm-hmm.
just hanging on and somebody's caring for us? If I'm going to live to be 100 and 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever God says, 6, you know, whatever, I want to be able to do for myself. I want to be able to feed myself. And we know
yes.
that it's possible because we're seeing it now. We're seeing these
yeah.
people who are 100 plus years old still going to church on Sunday, girl, getting their little hat cocked
mm-hmm.
on the side, you know, going
yes.
to church. You know, and getting a degree, you know, going back to school in their 80s and 90s. So it's all possible, but we have to change the way that we think. Stop letting other people tell us that we're not equal or we're not good enough, and know for ourselves that I'm more than enough and I have everything on the inside that I need. So I'm going to be quiet, Veronica. So you, girl, go ahead and talk because, you know, I'm like you, girl. I can get it going. And I didn't want to say yes,
it can get going for an hour, but I think
yes.
I think we do that because we're so passionate about what we're saying, and we come on every week when we come on because we get going our lives and get busy ourselves, and some
mm-hmm.
days we don't have our shows, but we want our listening audience to know that we're always thinking about how do we empower our community, what do we
mm-hmm.
do, how do we help in the
in the ways that we can help our community to understand. And I think the other part of that, Francine, is just the conversations. If we just start talking about it, because I remember growing up, there was no financial conversations.
There was none.
And, you know, Big Mama had her money in her bosom or in her stocking somewhere. There was no talk about insurance or anything. And I think if we can just get people to just say, look, you got to talk. You know, where's your life insurance policy? Do you have enough for granddaddy's, you know, funeral? Do you have enough? What about the children? How about just thinking about getting insurance policies early so that can be a financial investment for that baby later on in life? And and we got to get back to talking to each other, Francine. And I think that that is part of our issue because I didn't grow up in a household where there was conversation about anything. And so we went out there, or I went out there at 18. I made a caboodle of mistakes because I just did not know. But now with the Internet and all the stuff and people who are giving free stuff and this, that, and the other, we got to get out of that place of just keeping everything, you know, bottled up inside or in our own home, and our children are basically just out here not really understanding what to do. And so when we really come on this station, we are really there to empower our community. That's why I love it. And I think both of us are scrambling trying to make Thursdays to get to the show to do what we got to do.
Absolutely. And we also have, and just like Veronica said, you know, we get busy, but we also have to give ourselves grace because we're only two individuals with, you know, a whole lot of bowls and plates and saucers and cups in the air, you know. So if you can just imagine, you know, this is all up in the air and we're still balancing it and keeping it together so that everything doesn't fall apart. But, you know, as Veronica just said, we're always thinking about you and what we can bring to the community to have you to start to think about things. And that's why we always come with not just telling you what to do, but telling you we've gone through this too, you know, and telling you that you can get from wherever you are today. Doesn't matter what you did yesterday. Your past does not dictate your future. I know you heard that 1,000 times from every guru, every person in the world, whoever has a microphone in their hand. But this is the thing that I always say to all of my clients. You are the most important person in your life. So many of us, even myself, I never thought that I was important. I always thought it was my mama, my sister, my brother, you know, my children. You know, I always thought that because that's how I was raised. You just take care of everybody. You know, you just do for everybody else. You'll get yours, you know. God gonna bless you. You just keep hanging in there, baby. He gonna bless you, you know. And one day I had this epiphany, and I was like, the God that I serve doesn't want me to live like this. And, you know, and just barely making it and suffering through, taking care of everybody else. And I remember one time, this is so funny, my daughter said to me, she said, Mom, you probably could be a multimillionaire if you just stopped taking care of other people. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? You're right. What else could I say, Veronica? But you're
nothing
right.
Else.
Because I take care of everybody else. And then that was the day, you know, that when I said, you know what, you need to start taking care of yourself. Because I wasn't, you know, I wasn't eating right, you know. I wasn't feeling good. I was up and down in the weight. My hair was falling out, you know. It was just so much going on. And sometimes we don't even think about that because that's just how African-American women are. Sometimes you fat, sometimes you skinny. I might not see you for 6 months. You'd be like, girl, you lost the weight. I be saying, girl, you should have saw me 2 months ago. You know, and you know, oh, your hair is long today, you know, so whatever, you know, I can do a weave in a minute, girlfriend, but, you know, I just put it out there because I ain't trying to hide nothing for nobody. But the thing that I'm trying to, the point that I'm trying to make is I had to decide that I was important too. And it took me so long. And even now, I still, and I think, Veronica, I talked to you about this before when I could just kick myself, and I think you know what I'm talking about. Because, again, I'm thinking I need something else from somebody, and I really didn't. All I needed to do was do what I was supposed to do, and I would have been okay. And some of that still always comes with us. So we truly understand if you're not getting everything right still now, But you can if you just make yourself a priority and make, you know, and your
yes.
family and things that are important to you, the things that you value. So, Veronica, so tell everybody how they can get in touch with you so I can shut up.
We'll continue the conversation, but
yes.
You can get in contact with me via telephone at 757-572-0974 and by email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or just our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org. Only serious inquiries. We say this every week, Francine, and
mm-hmm.
I still be getting crazy stuff.
I
but
know.
Only serious inquiries, please.
Yes, absolutely. And we love, audience, we love you guys. We do. And we want you to reach out to us, but just do it. If you're going to call me, I just want you just text me and tell me what you want, and I'm calling you back. So text me at 757-567-6734, because if you call me and you don't say nothing, I'm not calling you back. I'm just going to tell you right now, and I'm not playing. I'm not calling you back. I don't care that you called and you didn't have anything to say. So when you call me, have something
yep.
to say or send me a text. Or you can go
mm-hmm.
to www.issuesconcerningwomen.org or go to blacktopsbusiness.com and you can reach me there. And, you know, always here on this broadcast every Thursday, Veronica and I are on Facebook. So you can always reach us there. And when I was talking about grace, it was so funny because we are always so hard on ourselves sometimes, and we have to give ourselves grace sometimes. And then other people have to give us grace as well. So if you reach out to me and I don't contact you back, it's probably because you didn't follow directions. Okay, because sometimes it is just so hard for us to keep up with everything and then people not doing what they're supposed to do. And that's, you know, Veronica, that's one of my pet peeves. Dude, if I say text me,
yeah.
text me, say something. Somebody text me the other
yeah.
day, and I hope they listen tonight. And I love you, whoever you are. They text me. They said hi. And that's all they said.
Oh, Lord.
And I said,
oh, my goodness.
Hi, but I didn't text it the day back because I'm like, okay, not sure what that is. But, you know, we're laughing because we want to have fun, too. Like I said, we're celebrating today. We're celebrating Mother's Day. So I want everybody out there who has a mother, mom figure, you know, if your sister
mm-hmm.
raised you, whatever, give them a call this weekend. Send them some flowers or send them a text or say something. You know, tell them you love them. You know, say something.
Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
you want to say.
Yeah, I just love the laughter. I think that we said the celebration was what we're trying to do. And I think that that's a very important point, is that you do have to laugh, because we've had so much sorrow and pain and still
mm-hmm.
having sorrow and pain. And I definitely want us to keep India in our prayers and pray for the women and the girls and the families in India, because COVID is really, really, really wreaking havoc there. And so we pray and lift up India today, Francine. That's the point
absolutely.
That I want. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. The church we did a fast on yesterday, and India was on our list, you know, and we pray and anybody that needs prayer, you know, you can reach out to me. And if you want to just send me a text and say, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so, just pray for me. And I will do that
yeah.
because I know how important it is. And sometimes that's all we have is a prayer. There's nothing else. We're just depending and hoping that our Father hears us and he
mm-hmm.
does what he needs to do, because it always will be, his will be done. You know, no matter what we
yeah.
pray about, it will always be
yeah.
his will. And so as we go through these, you know, next few days of celebration, I want everybody to just try to stay in a positive attitude if you can. There's always going to be trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble's always going to be there. But it
yeah.
just depends
yeah.
on what you do as a person, and be good to yourself, because
mm-hmm.
so many times we have not, as women, we haven't been good to ourselves. And as we look at those women in India, you know, that are
mm-hmm.
they're just falling by the wayside, you know, and they're,
yeah.
you know, and the way that they were treated even before COVID, you know, my heart goes
mm-hmm.
out to them. And we're just going to pray that they can get what they need, whether it's oxygen or more doctors. I don't
mm-hmm.
know what they need, but whatever, Lord, whatever they
mm-hmm.
need, Father, just give it to
yeah.
them, grant them, yeah, those people, and just help them. And just, and that, and, you know, it's all over the world. It's, and this is something, and we got to go, you know, that has affected. Usually when things happen, tragedy is just one part of the world. This has been the whole world. And, so we're just looking at this thing and just, again, you know, lifting everyone up tonight. And as we go, we just love you all, and we thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us for these 30 minutes, you know, because it's just been just one of those days where I needed to laugh. So, Veronica, my sister, thank you so much for being here with me, and have a happy Mother's Day. I will see you this weekend. So, but anyway, for all the women out there, however you mothered, however, you know, if you were a sister that took care of kids and aunties, whoever you were, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yeah. Bye-bye
All right. Bye-bye.